Blog Talk Radio.
With brothers and sisters, Advent Health Reform Thursday. This is Sister Powell. Let us have a word of prayer, brothers and sisters, and welcome again. Father in heaven, we want to thank you, Lord, for your love towards us. We want to thank you for all the blessings you have poured upon us, your children. We want to thank you for the privilege that we can join as sister and brothers, to praise you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for listening to us. We thanking you for keeping us. We thanking you for forgiving us for all our many sins and shortcomings. We thank you that you have given us the words that we can go in to read your scriptures and also your prophecies. We thank you for our family, and we thank you for our friends. We thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us, dear Lord, you carry us through. Lord, it's actually weak, actually completed without any sickness, Lord. So this moment we just come to say thank you. And as we join and sit at your welcome table this evening, we are asking you, Lord, to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon us. We are asking you, Lord, to allow us that we will be willing, ready to share the many blessings that you have given unto us, and that we can say we have a loving Father who is so kind, a loving Father who is so careful, caring, a loving Father who is so kind to us. So this moment, Lord, we ask you to be by our side. Most righteous and eternal Father, tonight, Lord, we present our family members to you. Lord, you know each one of our family members we present to you. We present to you Brother Yudi and his family, Lord, his wife and also his children. We present the health store to you tonight, dear Lord, in which we are so grateful for what you have been doing and working through them, Lord, to present the health message, the gospel message, the right arm, Lord Jesus, to your word, and that people are receiving it, Lord, receptive of what they are hearing and also sharing. We just want to thank you. We thank you for your protection towards the little children, Caleb and Elizabeth, and also Sister Melissa, keeping them healthy. We thank you. We also present Brother Bernard, Lord, traveling on the highway with driving that truck, Lord, and you protect him and you keep him, Lord. We ask you, Father, to pour your blessings upon him, his wife and his mother and family member and the ministry, Lord. We also lift up Brother Elder Richardson and Sister Richardson in Tennessee, the work that they have been doing in the community, the study, the great controversy, the last day event, Lord, that they are going through. We ask you to pour your blessings upon them as they shine their light in the community. We also lift up Brother Elder Rick, Lord Jesus, in Queensbury. We ask you, Father, for pour your blessing as a leader in the church and presenting the message, preaching, teaching. Lord, working, Lord, as a carpenter, just as what you used to do while you was on earth. We ask you for your protection, your love towards him as he pray for his mother, pray for his wife, Lord, and also his children, dear Lord. Lord, you know everything about them, Ashley, Lord, and Ashley's children. The young one asks for baptism. Father, we ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon her, that she will be able, not too young, because this morning, Lord, myself and an 8-year-old was learning about Joash, who was king of Egypt, king of Judah, Father God, as an early, young 8-year-old. So, Lord, we ask you to pour your spirit upon that young child. Father, we also lift up to you, dear Lord, Sister Carlo, the missionary that she had been doing, taking care of the elderly, Lord, and also your mission by sharing your words to the others who she come contact with. Pour your blessings upon her and also her ministry. We lift up Sister Leola to you, dear Lord, praying on behalf of her and her brother, Brother Rick, and her sister, our daughter, Nicole, and Jarvis, and granddaughter, Amari, and the other granddaughter, dear Lord. We lift them up on your sisters and our brother and the community, how she has been sharing the gospel message out there. We lift them up to you this morning, this evening, and also the message that is going out like wildfire with the sticker on our car back about the Ten Commandments. And now people have been admiring that sticker, Lord, and would like to know where she got it from. So stop that ministry to you so that we know this is high time for evangelism, and we have to try to, Lord, do it as much and as often and as everywhere we go that we can remind people about your 7-day Sabbath. We also lift up Sister Brenda and our dear beloved Brother John. You are the great physician. Brother John wasn't feeling well the other day, came down with a cold. We ask you to, you as a great physician, we had present him to you And we do know that he is feeling much better, so we ask you to be by them side as they carry your message and share with others and drawing others to you. Lord, we ask you for your blessings towards them. As we lift up our dear beloved Sister Barnaby, dear Lord, continue to bless her as she prayed for this line and lift we up and sing and, Lord, share your word, Lord. Father, and her decision, desire is to follow you and that she will serve you. And she's asking you, Lord, as we do, asking you to allow us to have victory over sin, all sin, and that you can cover us with your righteousness. She is praying for her daughter here and her grandchildren and her son-in-law, her brothers and her sister in the church where she works, her workers, Lord. She's also praying for them, her co-workers. She is praying. She lifts them up. And also her children in Jamaica, Lord. She pray for, lift up her prayer requests, Lord, to everyone in the world. So, Lord, we lift her up. We lift up our dear beloved sister, Consinelli, dear Lord, and her children. Lord, you know everything about their children. Lord, continue to bless them, Lord, as they minister in their work, as they share your love, dear, who they come contact with, Lord, and the blessings that you have given unto them, traveling mercies, especially for one of our daughter who traveled this week, Lord, we ask you to let her light shine and that she will come, you will give her traveling mercy back home. So we just want to thank you. Thank you for her presence, Lord, and the resources that she has bring on this line, dear Lord, with the health message, health tip, Lord. And, Lord, there are a lot of information. So we give you the praise and bless her that her light will shine wherever she goes. She's shining the light. And also her husband, we ask you to bless him, Lord, and keep him. And you are the great physician. If there is anything within him, we know, and we trust you that you are able and just to do it. Our grandchildren, we place to you. And as young as they are, Lord, they have given their life to you, dear Lord. So we ask you to keep them, Lord, in their right mind and allow your Holy Spirit to fall upon them that their friends will look upon them as a light, as long Joshua, Josh, and also as David and Daniel, those young men who serve you and follow you. So I place them to you today. Heavenly Father, we lift up our dear sister Stephanie. We ask you to pour your blessings upon her, Lord, with her children, Lord Taj and KJ. Lord, and the work that you have been doing with her, dear God, have been keeping her, transform her, dear Lord, renewing your spirit within her. Lord, that is a blessing to see and to hear, Lord, what you have done. Lord, so you have done great things. So we ask you to pour your blessings upon her and her health that you have been giving her, dear Father. You are the great physician, Lord, and all the praise report that she has, Lord, what she you have allowed to accomplish to her and her daughter. Dear Lord, we ask you to pour your blessings upon them. And also chat and chew the group, Lord Jesus, with crying out in the wilderness and carrying your words to the world where people are enjoying to listen to your truth. So we place them in your care tonight, dear Lord. We just ask you to pour your blessing upon each one. Brother Elroy, a young man, and his wife, Eric Cole, Lord, and his children, that he could come and he could share the message and break it down so that the group could understand clearly, Lord. So we ask you for your love and your mercies to and fro from work, Lord, and take him home safely to his family that he can be able, Lord, to be mindful that you are there by their side, Father. And we also lift up Brother Leno to you, dear Lord, who is following you and his determination is to be faithful to you, Lord. So we lift him up to you. We lift up our dear beloved Brother O'Neill, Lord, on the mission field, going out in the cities, Lord, and presenting your word, the message, the tracts, and giving out and sharing your love to others and your Sabbath so that people may come to know who you are and who had created the true Sabbath, and that they will understand you more about you. So we lift him up to you as he pray for his children and also his siblings, Lord, his sisters and his brother, Lord. We ask you to pour your blessings upon them. Father in heaven, tonight we come to you boldly to the throne, Lord, and lift up these requests. You know all about them, Lord. Brother Eli, our dear beloved brother Eli, Lord, as a young man, came on this line and all the other lines and crying out to you for pour your blessings and your love towards Jairi, Jabel, and Jamel, and Ishma, and Miss Danielle, Lord, and all the other names, his mother, his self, praying for the whole crew in Advent Life, Lord Jesus, and in Chat and Chew, and in the early morning prayer, and he's just singing and praise that he won't turn back. He will hold up on you, Lord. So you ask you, Lord, to hear his cry, Lord. And allow Brother Eli, dear God, to know that you love him with a compassionate love. And we love him so much, dear Lord. So we ask you, Lord, to allow your light to shine upon Brother Eli, Lord. And also his mother, Rose. We lift her up to you. And as I said, Rose, I lift up now our dear sister Rose, Lord, you to us, Father God, who you have allowed to lose her eyesight. But we thank you, Lord, that you are allowing her to be strong and still praising you, dear Father. So we ask you to bless her sister Rose and her daughter and also her son, but her daughter who is showing so much compassionate and love towards her. So we lift her up to you, Lord. And our dear sister Wilson, dear Lord, we lift up a Lord, a faithful servant, dear Lord, who always be taking our dear sister Rose to church and others. So we also lift her up, and she lift up her family, her husband, and also her son and her family then, Lord. So we lift them up to you. There are so many names tonight, dear Lord, and I'm impressed that before we start, as we are in the process of where you said we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning your will, you are in the midst, oh Lord. We are lifting up, and you said to us, prayer is not bringing you down to us. Prayer is bringing us up to you, and we want to be up where you are. So this evening, Lord, as we lift up all our prayers and all our requests to you, Lord, you know all about it. And this is time for praises. This is time to give you thanks, Lord. So we are just praising you for what you have done. We lift up our dear sister Tamiko. Lord, we call her the baby. But dear Lord, you have been so good. You have been so great in our life. The work that you have allowed her to be doing, sharing your words, my dear, it amazes my heart to see that Sister Tamiko actually every day got a call from her son in prison, Tony, and also other Denise, Lord, and we were able to pray with them. We were able to share the love with them, and they are all willing and ready, dear Lord, as they turn their life to you. I lift up tonight, dear Father, on behalf of each and every one here, Brother Tony and Brother Dennis, Lord, continue to pour your blessings upon them, Lord, and allow them, despite of where they are, that they can present your truth, Lord, to those who their friends, Lord, and their other inmates, that they can share the word of God and allow them to be strengthened, Lord, and that they will show the light where they are. We also lift up our dear beloved Sister Elizabeth in the nursing home. You know everything about Sister Elizabeth, and her determination is to follow you. Despite she's in the nursing home, going through a lot, dear Lord, but she give our life total surrender it to you. So we ask you for your love and your protection towards her. She's not alone. She joined the line. And also, Lord, giving praise and thank everyone here on the line who is praying on her behalf. So we lift her up to you, Lord, this moment. Also lift up Sister Miriam and her grandchildren, Lord, especially that little three-year-old granddaughter's daughter, dear Lord, as a babe, I'm asking you to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, that that little young daughter, dear granddaughter, will be grown up to fear you, Lord, so that she will be able to respect her grandmother. So I lift up that young child to you as 3-year-old. I know you love all the 3 years. You love them so much. We remember when you took them in your lap and you look into their face, and the mothers them were just bringing them for blessing. So this moment, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to wherever that little one is, Lord, to touch her, Lord, and bless her, Lord, that, Lord, whatsoever is within her to be mean to her grandmother, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to allow that light to shine in that little child. She is your jewel. So, Lord, I lift her up to you. Father, we lift up Rochelle, Lord, and that Sister Miriam's daughter. Bless her, dear Father, and that Sister Miriam, that little girl mother. We ask you, Lord, to give her the strength and allow her that she will do the right thing, Lord, in the sight of that little girl, Lord. So I leave her in your care. We also lift up Pastor Juby. Bless the Pastor Juby, Lord, and keep him. Lord, we know you are the great physician and you can do all things. Yes, but we also lift up Sister Rose to you. Bless her and her husband, Lord, for what they have done. Great things, Lord, on the missionary field, carrying out the gospel, Lord, by hospitality, love, and caring for each other. So we lift them up. And now, dear Lord, we know there are so many other names, Lord, we have, and you know these names. And we are presenting all of these names to you. You know what we need. All we need is to be faithful to you. All we need is to trust you. All we need is to depend upon you. So this evening, we come before you this evening to give you all the praise that due to you and allow our brothers and our sisters of this line to praise you by giving you a song, reading a scripture, sharing their testimony. And Lord, this is the time for them now to share. So we ask you to pour your blessings upon each one while we share. And thank you for hearing our prayer. We leave everyone in your care this moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, welcome on Advent Thursday, Health Reform Thursday. We know this is a wonderful evening that we come together and share the goodness of God and also study His word, the health message that we know is the right arm to the gospel message. And we know this evening we are all is on this line, so I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press one that they can share. Tonight is the Health Night, Health Talk, and we know God has given us 8 laws of health, and the 8 laws of health that He has given unto us first, we can read in Genesis 1, right? And first open the word. We are asking our brothers and sisters to read. We are waiting on our brothers and sisters to press 1 so we can read Genesis 1 verse 29 and see what the Lord said. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the yielding seed, to you it shall be meat. And 30 said, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, And it was so. And 31 said, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was good. And the evening and the morning was the first day. That is what God gave us, brothers and sisters, every herb, right? So he knows what we need, and he gave it to us, right? And also in 3 John, he said to us, the elder unto the well-beloved Gallus, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospereth. And 2, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And 4 said, for actually, for I have rejoiced greatly when the brethren, I read all that again, came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And 4, I have no greater joy than to hear again repeat that my children walk in the truth. So Jesus wants us to walk in the truth. He wants us to believe the truth. He wants us to share the truth. So we have a work to do and to perform, my dear brothers and sisters. So let us press number 1. And we know that God has given us 8 laws of health, 8 doctor calls that make doctor calls, right? And we know that is nutrition, the new start message. And we know that is nutrition. We know that is exercise. We know that water is very important for all of us. You know, water, without water, we couldn't. And we know that sunshine is good, temperance, rest, and trust in God. So those 8 laws are something that we have to be obedient to, so that we can follow and be healthy. And brothers and sisters, I would just share a little testimony, and I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press 1. Time is coming up that we can open the line for our brothers. I have to share this with my brothers and sisters. God is so good. I have a little 88-year came over. She stayed with me this week. And my neighbor daughter, and brothers and sisters, she's amazing, I'm telling you. For an 8-year-old, and to know some questions she asked me, I am so grateful that I can show her. And she used to, when she was a little more smaller, at a smaller age, it came over. But she remembers some of the things that I did with her. And we follow the routine. We have really a routine that we go a schedule that we follow the word of God. And, you know, while I was talking to her on the table, she had a program on her little iPad that she is doing a 30 days weight loss. Oh, wow. When she said that, I said, oh, the health message, the health reform, you know, that is very important. And I am going to give you some tips, a law, 8 laws of health that will help you and your niece who is going under that 30 days of health to lose weight, health reform. So that little 8-year-old child is having a plan, right, how they're going to lose weight. She's a little stocky, but her niece is more stockier than her. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters to pray for her so that, you know what, the 8 laws of health. And she wrote them on her iPad, so she has them. So in the morning when we go out, you know, we go out to do our exercise, and, you know, she's just enjoying it and telling us that that is good, what we're supposed to do. And they have me going, my dear. She have me going. Even some games and, you know, that they're learning, that she learn, and she's showing me the game. Oh, see, Grandma, you know, can't catch up with them. But, you know, I'm trying to let them know that, you know what, you know, I'm so interested, too, in these exercises. So God is so good. Brothers and sisters, thank you again. I see somebody here, and I'm going to open the line. And thank you again for listening, and help us that we will share our health, Lord. Some tips you can give us, each one. You know, please make it brief, because we will need everyone to participate. That some things that you use, Lord, we are not saying you use it, it's going to be a cure, but something that you have used and you have seen it, you know, you prove it and you want to share it, and we have seen that God has given us these elements that we can share with others. So thank you again for listening, Rhea. I'm going Yes, 518-482, your line is open.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. What a privilege it is to be here on this line this evening to give God praise and thanks. I just want to thank him for his blessings on all of us, not on me alone, but on all of us, that we can come here on this line to share and to educate our other brothers and sisters who do not know of certain things and who do not read a lot. I want to, this afternoon, I want to give God thanks for my life and for his love over me each day, and for his protection over not only us, but our families, our neighbors, our friends, our loved ones. And here I am this afternoon to speak a little. I want to, first I'm going to say a word of prayer. Kind Father in heaven, we come before you this evening to give you praise and thanks for your loving watch care over us from the last time we met until now. Lord, we have come because we need a blessing. We have come because we know that you are here on this line to bless each one that associates themselves on this line this evening. We pray, dear Father, that you will help us, that we may be able to continue to live such lives that will attract others to you, who to know is life eternal. We thank you for the leaders on this group, Lord, Sister Powell, and the rest of them who are planning the program time after time, Lord. We pray that you will give them insight, give them a wisdom that they may be able to lead, and strengthen them, Lord, both physically and spiritually, that they will continue to ask you for guidance as they lead your people. We pray, Lord, that you will bless all of those who are on the line tonight, who are coming, who are late. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless them and bless each one, even those who are sick. We pray, Lord, especially that you will touch them tonight and give them that healing power and help them that they may be able to abide under the laws of health, that they may be able to know that the laws of health is there for a purpose. And as I come this evening before you and I read some of the important things that the health, the laws of health has told us by Sister White in her books to do, that we will, by God's grace, be willing to be led and to obey. I want to sing this song, so I pray that the Lord will continue to bless each one of us as we share whatever we have in our mind to do this evening. First, I would like to sing this song, Standing on the Promises of God, because if we stand on the promises of God, we are going to be healthy and strong, right? Right. First thing I like to talk about this evening is on something that everybody knows about, garlic. It's you know, I think that's the most wonderful plant, the garlic. It helps to sustain healthy blood pressure, which is rampant in the world today. And it also takes down our cholesterol levels. It fights infection. It maintains a healthy body. It purifies the blood. It fights various illnesses, boosts energy levels, regulates and improves intestinal health, and expels parasites and ones. Maintain a healthy blood sugar level. Reduce sensitivity to allergens and strengthen the body defense against allergy. Boost the immune system by supporting the body's natural killer cells. Garlic also promotes increased bile production to help to reduce levels of fat in the liver. So all of this, this one tablet does, or this one thing does, garlic. It strengthens the heart. And I personally use a lot of garlic. And I have been benefited by using garlic because I had a heart trouble a few years ago. And I'm telling you, it works. It works. Try and use it, my dear brothers and sisters. It helps with you. It's weight loss too. It helps your immune system. And I use it mostly because of my heart and because of the heart was beating fast and all of these type of things, and it helps to control all of that. So it's a really amazing plant to use, or what people call it, the garlic cloves. And it has so many things, so many, what am I saying? So many advantages that if we use garlic, we would be a more healthier people. So this evening, this is one thing I'm going to speak about this afternoon, that is garlic. And it does so much, you might not even be able to remember all the things that it does. But remember, garlic is a vegetable and a herb. And it's a member of the lily family, right? And it has 17 amino acids. It has allicin. It has so many compounds in it that I cannot even tell you everything about it. But if you could read about it, you will know. I have proved it for myself that garlic is very, very essential. Very essential for our health. And I pray this evening that God will help us to use this simple herb to help us in our sickness. It says, the aspiration are perverted, and the soul and the body defaced if we do not listen to God's health rules. It says, it is impossible for those who indulge the appetite to attain to a Christian perfection. And brothers and sisters, we all need to have a perfect character. We all need to have a perfect Christian character. And if we do not try to use God's herbs that he gives to us, it will be impossible. Listen, it's impossible for us to attain to Christian character. And another important thing that I read as I was reading, in order to preserve health, we have to be temperance in all things. It's necessary. Temperance in labor, temperance in eating, temperance in drinking. Our Heavenly Father sent light of health to reform and guard against all evil resulting from a debased appetite. He has provided for them that by exercising temperance in daily life, they may be sanctified through the truth. Right? We might be sanctified through God's truth. And if we want to be saved in God's kingdom, all of us, we have to adhere to the laws of health. Right? Only one, when we are intelligent, you hear? And when we are very intelligent in the principles of healthful living, can we be fully aroused to see the evils resulting from improper diet? So if you keep going along with the world, eating the things that you should not eat. You cannot see that. Your eyes would not be open to see all the things that you can gain from eating a healthy diet. Yes, you cannot see nothing because your eyes would be blind to all of these things. So I pray tonight that God will open our eyes, that we may be able to use all of these health rules that God has given us, and that we may be able to stand on his promises, because these promises that he gave us in these health rules are for us to live healthy lives. And if we cannot live healthy lives, we cannot please God. We cannot do nothing for God. We would be enfeebled. Our minds would be so, forgetful and all of these type of things. But we need to observe the health rules. Be temperate in all things, because God has given us these rules for a purpose. Okay? I want to sing two stanzas of this, or standing on the promises, and we all could sing along. Because if we stand in God's promises, if we obey all his health rules, we will be healthy people. We will have healthy minds to think straight and to make right decisions. Especially in days like these, we need to really stand on all the health things that he has given us, that he has shown us in the missionary line, that we can live a clear, clean, healthy life, and on God's promises. So I'm going to sing this song, Standing on the Promises, and join with me, please, if you can. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, their truth, their eternal presence,
John, and what we have heard this evening from
our dear sister, Cancinelli, the L tip, Lord. This is actually a sermon she has given unto us, just with actually one plant. And that one plant, brothers and sisters, as the Lord said, the herb and the leaf and the trees, right? And she gave us today a garlic. How important. I do hope that my brothers and sisters on this line take some note. How much the garlic is powerful, how much it is a peninsula, how much it is healing for blood pressure, high blood pressure, how much it will help the law, the blood to be purified, you know, and to have, for us to have a healthy body, to think, you know, rightly, how much it will strengthen us. So all these help. L tip, my dear brothers and sisters. She never give us a pill for us to go and buy a capsule or another pill with all different things that we don't. She gave us the vegetable, the herb that God have given unto us. So we are asking our brothers and sisters, we listen to these L tips. You are an L tip. One thing, one word, it will bring up to all what we listen on earth. It is just one word. And that one word, as our sister was saying, you know, if we do not obey the law of L and have a healthy, with our healthy habit, you have to reform in our diet and follow the health rule, there is no way we are going to be obedient to the Ten Commandments that God, because, you know, it's in the Ten Commandments what we should do and how we should live, you know, and we cannot see our Father faith if we disobedient to his rule. So I just want to thank my sister. And you know what? I was just listening, you know, and absorbing every word that my sister talked about, the garlic, you know. And that is we would say that is the penicillin for our life. You know, we can use that and believe that God is able to do it, you know. And I just want to give God thanks for that. And one, a little thing that he mentioned, you know, it is good for the body, even to purify the body, you know, to allow us, dear Lord. Then we are asking the Lord to help us that we will be obedient, you know, in doing these things. So I'm so thankful, my sister. And the song is for we to stand up, standing on the promises of Christ. We can't do it alone, brothers and sisters. So we are asking every one of us, let us be faithful to stand up on God's promises and follow his will, that we can go and share God's gospel message to the world. Thank you, my dear sister, for that wonderful health tip and moral health sermon. You know, this is what we all do here on Thursday. So I'm so grateful for that. Okay? 423-635, your line is open. Can you tell your name? Where you're calling from?
Hello?
Amen. Amen. We are here.
Hi, good evening.
We are here.
Praise the Lord.
Good evening.
Amen.
Good evening.
Yes. Good evening. Thank you for opening up my line. This is Sister Carla. Just thanking the Lord and just praising him for his love and his mercy towards each and every one of us. And I just want to come in and just encourage the brothers and the sisters and, you know, and just intercede in prayer. And I just want to share a verse, and Sister Payne is going to share a song. Amen. And I just want to thank you, Sister Powell, for being so faithful and for opening my line and just being an encouragement to each and every one of us. God is truly good, and I've been so busy, but we can't be too busy. You know, we got to encourage each other. So Psalms chapter 24 said, "The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Whom shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? he that has a clean hand, pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jehovah, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and ye be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Okay, I think I'm reading another verse. I'm sorry. Yes. And verse 9. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. So we have to know who is our commander, who is our king. And we have to just thank him for keeping us, for preserving us for a time such as this, as we were listening to a video of so many people post this injection are suffering and silent, and we have to do our part, brother and sister. We have to intercede between the living and the dead, and we have to learn the medical missionary. We have to learn things that will help preserve them at least for a little while so that they can accept the Lord as their Savior and they do not go down in a Christless Christless grave. And we have to warn others that they do not take this poison, because we know our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and how can God be within us and live within us when our minds, our bodies is feeble and messed up and we're not the same. And as in the word, it says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And also, as we know, when a serpent bite the people of Israel and they look up upon the serpent that was on the stick, which represents Jesus, they live. And we have to tell these people, we have to warn them, we have to present to them a living Savior who is soon to return with vengeance. So just want to encourage each one of you, and pray that everyone had a great day. And I don't know if you want me to pray now or later, Sister Powell. Thank you again for opening up my line.
Yes, I want to pray when time, but I'm giving a few people. We have quite a few people. I just give them opportunity that they can share. So I will ask you to do the prayer. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for coming on and joining and encouraging us. So we just want to be mindful to know that we were praying for you when we did not hear, and we do know that you are on the battlefield for the Lord. God is so good. And for us, so the reading, brothers and sisters, we all have to have a clean hands and a pure heart, okay? So I'm going to open back. I need to remember that you said Sister Payne was going to sing, so I'm going to open back the line. Okay, 423, yes. Sorry about that. I didn't remember you said that Sister Payne was going to sing.
Oh, hello, how are you? How is everybody?
I want to say happy Sabbath.
So,
good evening, everybody.
We are great, Sister Payne. We are great.
We are glad to hear.
Huh? We are great.
Okay,
everybody,
yes,
are
okay. I'm going to sing a song. Oh, let me walk with thee, my God, as Enoch walked in days of old. Place thou my trembling hand in thine, and sweet communion with thee, Lord. I'm in
If I may rest my hand in thine, I'll count the joys of earth but lost, and firmly, bravely journey on. I'll bear the banner of the cross till find its glorious gate I see. Yet Savior, let me walk with thee. Praise God. I just want to say this song does a lot to me. It is saying I want to walk like Enoch walked with God in days of old. So I have sweet communion with him, even though the part may seem hard, but yet, Jesus, please let me walk with you. I dare not walk alone. Let's rage in the sky. 1,000 snares may beset my feet. 1,000 foes are lurking eyes, still dull, the raging of the sea. Oh, Master, still let me walk with thee. I thank God for today. I thank God for today. I never believed that in such a time as this, that he still would be even bothering with me. But I realize, he said, I don't take my eyes off one of my children. He keep his eyes on every one of us, no matter what, where, when, or how. But thank God that he's keeping his eyes on me and all of you over there watching between us. And I thank God for all that he's doing and what he has been doing and what he's done already and what he's about to do. I just want to tell God thanks for everything. Thank you very much. Happy.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Carlin. Thank you, Sister Payne, for that wonderful song. We all want to walk with God. And if we be obedient, we will. Thank you for that song and also for coming on and sharing. And also, Sister Carlo, we just want to thank God. We heard your voice and we know you are doing well. God is so good. Yes, brothers and sisters, we have quite a few people here. We have joined us. We pray, asking you to remember our prayer, Sister Sandra. Sister Sandra is asking for prayer for herself and also her family. We have our dear Sister Katie asking for prayer. There was a situation with our landlord. We are asking you to lift her up and also her two grandchildren, baby, our son Dominique. We ask you to lift them up in prayer. And not only when we come on this line, brothers and sisters, we are all brothers and sisters. And we are asking you to take these prayer requests serious, that when you are in your closet praying, that you can lift up our brothers and our sisters in prayer. So I'm asking you all, let us be our brother's keeper. I'm going to open this line, Sister Tamiko, and I know she loves to sing and say, you know, so we asking Sister 272, you know, tell your name. I just opened it. You didn't identify, but I opened the line.
Oh, thank you so much, Sister Powell. God bless you all. Happy Health Thursday to each and every one of you. I love you all, my brothers and sisters. And, yes, I would love to sing a song. I would like to sing He Lives. And I just wanted to share a little health message here. It says 10 little tips for the health message. Number one is eat as if you were in Eden, enjoying more fruits, vegetables, nuts, and whole grains in the most natural state possible. And number two is start walking at least 30 minutes a day. A moderate walk is the most effective and cheapest form of exercise available. And the bonus is to walk with a friend. Number three is to drink more water and put away soft drinks and coffee. Most people are chronically dehydrated and it's slowly killing them. And number four says get enough sunlight, but not too much. We need sunlight for vitamin D production, better rest, and even just to feel better. Number five is avoid caffeine, nicotine, sugars, and other drugs. These ingredients can destroy immune function and age you prematurely. And number six says, find time to breathe in clean air. Oxygen is the most important substance for life and healthy. Go to where it is purest and breathe deep. And number seven is honor the Sabbath day, fellowship and worship at church, in your place of worship and your worries with God. You'll be refreshed, ready to tackle the coming week. That's number seven with the Sabbath. And number eight says, get enough sleep during the week. Maintain a regular bedtime schedule of at least 7 hours every night. And number nine is slow down. Keep stressful situations to a minimum. Avoid debt and spend within your means. It will be a lot happier and less stuff to worry about. And number 10 says, trust in God. Pray and read your Bible more. Remember that you have a friend in Jesus and claim his promises. Amen. And this is spiritual refreshment for each and every week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I would like to sing He Lives. If you have your hymnals, you're welcome to sing along. It's on page 251.
I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I see his hand of love, I hear his voice of cheer, and just the time I need him,
wherever we go, that others will come to know him more and more each day. Yes, we have a few other people here, my dear. I'm going to ask my sisters and brothers to be a little brief for me, the speakers on the line. I would like to give the people the opportunity, but I'm asking them to be briefly, you know, by sharing that we can have prayer, and the speaker will, next person will, you will hear is the speaker. Please be briefly, 505-5698.
Yeah, hello, Sister Power. Hello, beloved brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I like to thank God because God is good, Sister Power. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Sister Power. I like to, I have a prayer request, Sister Power, before I encourage my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Power. Don't forget to tell Sister Carla to lift up my mom in prayer. Pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Brother Jamal. It started with a J. J-A-M-A-L. Lift him up in prayer. Pray for Brother Jihari. Lift up Brother Jihari in prayer and he can baptize in the name of the Lord. Pray for Brother Javel. Lift up Brother Javel in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Sister Ebony, Sister Power, Sister Ebony. Lift up Sister Ebony in prayer. Sister Tatiana, Brother Isma, and don't forget to pray for brothers and sisters and my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. My dear brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, loving kindness, fruits of the spirit, loving kindness, patience, gentleness, Sister Powell, let me see, kindness, gratefulness, grateful, my brothers and sisters. Sister Powell, I want to sing a song for my brothers and sisters and my dear sister Stephanie and my dear sister Carla. My dear sister Carla from Tennessee, you better sing that song. I got my mind made up. I got my mind made up. And I won't turn back. And just like Sister Stephanie say, I got my mind made up. And I won't turn back. I got my mind made up. And I won't turn back. Cause I won't see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up. And I won't turn back, cause I won't see my Jesus someday. Sister Stephanie, Sister Powell, sing it. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, cause I won't see my Jesus someday. Sister Carla, sing it. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, cause I won't see my Jesus someday. Good white world, good white Christian, I'm singing. I'm on my mind. Go that way the rest of my life. I'm on my mind. Go God's way the rest of my life. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, cause I won't see my Jesus someday. Sister Stephanie singing, I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, cause I won't see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, cause I won't see my Jesus someday. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for the encouragement to us, each and every one. Our mind should made up because we all want to see Jesus someday. Praise the Lord. That's a prayer, brothers and sisters, on this line that we have to make our mind made up, Lord, that we can see Jesus someday. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful that we can be a part of this prayer line. So I'm going to open Sister Carla line and ask her to pray for prayer requests. You know them. General Sister Carla, can you pray for us? And brothers and sisters, after the prayers, the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie. And thank you again, brothers and sisters, for joining.
Let us pray. Sister Powell, I just got, I'll do a general prayer, and I got from Sister Sandra and Brother Eli prayer and a general prayer. Is that okay?
Yes, a general system. Remember, lift up Brother Lewis and Sister Brenda.
Okay.
Brother John and Sister Brenda, and a general prayer for each one, Brother Udi and his family, and a general prayer, sister.
Amen.
My dear sister.
Okay. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we come before you presenting our petition, O Father. You know each and every one of us by name. You know our nature, Father. You have formed us, and you saw us while we were yet in our mother's womb, tender and just innocent, Father, and you know what will become of us, and you know the changes that will be taking place in our hearts, O Father. And we ask that you will help us, that greater changes will be taking place, O Father, that there will be a change for righteousness, for godliness, for the fruit of the Spirit, O Father, for love, for patient, long-suffering, temperance, O Father. Lord, help us to have a mind as you, Lord Jesus. Help us to have the character, Father, as you, Lord. You know what we're suffering on this earth, O Father. You have not made us to go through this, but because of sin, we all have to go through a time of mourning, of suffering, O Father. But at the end of the tunnel, Father, at your returning, we will be joyful and we will be blessed, O Father. And we will be glad to see our Lord, who we all have been waiting for. But we have to be obedient. We have to be converted, O Lord, that this wretched body will be changed. O Lord, I lift up Sister Brenda and Brother John. You know their circumstances. You know what they're going through, even at this time, O Lord. I ask that you will touch them, O Lord. Heal them, O Father, in the name of Jesus, their daughter, their children, their grandchildren, O Father. I ask that you will have mercy upon them, Sister Leola, her husband, Brother John, O Father. Be with them also, and her son and her daughter and her grandchildren, Brother Lewis, O Father. I thank you for Sister Powell, the work you're doing within her ministry, within her family, O Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. She's a faithful servant of yours, and she says she will not let you go until you bless her, and even when you bless her, she's holding on tighter, Father. We thank you for her, Sister Payne, the victories that she has overcome, the battle that she has won through you and only you, O Lord. Sister Tamika and her family, Sister Lynn and her family, we thank you ever so much for their faithfulness and their perseverance to love you and determine to be overcomer. We thank you for Brother Eli. We ask that you will bless him in a mark where his mother, Lord. What a precious soul, Father, that you have brought among us, O Lord. May we continue to pray for him as he loves you and he's an example unto the youth and even us, Lord. He wants to lift up Brother Jamal, Brother Jahari, Brother Jovell, Sister Ebony, Brother Isma, Sister Tatiana, and those that are taking care of these children at the group home, on the bus, at school, wherever they may be. We lift them up and their family, O Lord, that you will touch their hearts, O Father, that there will be a change in their little bodies, their mind, O Father, that they will be converted. In the name of Jesus, you use each and every one of us. If we're willing and able, you will not despise us, Lord. I lift up myself and my children, Nicholas and Amanda. Have mercy upon them, O Father. Be with them in a special way. Help them to get out this city and into the country, O Father, so that they could be drawn closer to you. Also, my brothers and sisters that's in the city, O Father, that they made that decisive decision to relocate. So long ago, you have given the prophet this instruction for us, and we did not take heed, and it's the 11 o'clock hours, oh Father. But you are able and you're willing. If we are determined to move, you are able to make a way out where there seems to be a dead end and no way out. Lift up Sister Stephanie in a marked way. Bless her. Continue to protect her and guide her and her children, oh Father. Be with them in a special way. Kaja and her son, oh Father. Lift up Brother Yudi, Sister Melissa, and their children in a marked way. Thank you for the health food store and the business there in Arkansas, Brother Bernard, oh Lord. May you bless them, oh Father. May you give them discernment of spirit, oh Father. May they continue to be a light in that community with the food and the spiritual food, which is the word of God, Lord. May they be a little light. Lord, I lift up my other brothers and sisters, Sister Paula, I believe, that always comes on to sing and to give you praise and honor, Father, in New York. Sister Consonelli, oh, Father, I thank you for these ladies, a light upon this line, oh, Lord. I also lift up Brother O'Neill and his children, Lord. I ask that you will continue to bless him and his business and his as he's living there in New York, spreading the gospel with the other brothers and sister. Be with them. I lift up Brother the other brother or father, cannot remember his name. Also lift up Brother Clinton, oh Father. I ask that you will be with him, have mercy upon him, help him to be a light. Sister Richardson and Brother Richardson also, Lord. There's Sister Katie. I lift her up and her family, Lord. There's so many amongst of the unspoken prayer requests. I also present those before you, O Lord, that you will be with them, O Father, and answer these prayer requests, those that's on the internet that's also listening or will be listening to this rebroadcast. I ask that you will answer their petition, O Father, that you will save them, that you will preserve them, Father, so that they can share the message to others and they can be a blessing to the community and the family. Lord, please forgive me if those that I have missed, Lord. We thank you ever so much, Lord. We glorify, we magnify your name, Lord, because you are truly worthy to be served, worthy to be worshipped, Lord. Sister Deborah and her family also, Lord. Sister Sandra, be with her in a marked way, Lord. Her grandchildren, oh, Father. She wants, Lord, a blessing from you, Lord. She has things that she wants answers to, Lord, and only you can help her. Only you can direct her. Only you can save her and those children and grandchildren and her family, Lord. Be with also Sister Valentine as she went to D.C. to visit her children, my neighbor. Bless her, protect her, and guide her, even those that are in this community also. We thank you ever so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Look here, Sister Carla, just take over for me. Now I have an emergency. Just Sister Stephanie going to come on. Just take over for me, please.
Okay, you leave your line open?
Yes, leave your line open, right? I open your line. Okay, Sister Carla? Sister Carla, can you take over?
Okay. Yes, you just opened my line back up. Uh-huh. I'll sign in. Go ahead. Amen. Sister Stephanie, are you I will have to log on so I can open your line if it's not open. Just a moment, brothers and sisters. Please be patient. And I just want to thank each and everyone for joining us. Amen. Just a moment. Okay. And I will be opening Sister Stephanie's line right now. Amen. Your line is
open. Howdy do, beloved. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. 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 I'm going to do a word of prayer as we move into our study or session for today. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. Heavenly Father, we bow before you, even right now, and we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one that is on this line. Thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us, Heavenly Father, to see another day. And we know that it is a blessing, because I know individuals that did not wake up today. So we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the song. It lifted up my soul. I've got my mind made up. Goodbye, world. We're looking for that time. So as we continue to study, Heavenly Father, we ask you to linger with us just a little bit longer. Keep us alert, stir our hearts so that we will be not just hearer, but we will be doer, and we will be changed. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. Forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you, that will hinder this prayer. But I ask you, Lord, to touch my lips with coal. Use me as your servant. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. And whatever Sister Powell is experiencing right now, we ask you even right now, Lord, to intervene. Have mercy on us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. All right, Brother Eli, you came with the song, man. You came with the song. And that's what we need to say. Goodbye, world. We need to say goodbye to all the things of the world, right? And so before we get into it, I do have a praise report, actually a couple of them. I'm not going to be long, but I bring praises. I told you, beloved, that, you know, with my job, I had gone back back in March. They said that, you know, we were supposed to go back, and I went back, and then I had a health trauma. And my doctor had recommended that I was supposed to teach virtual. You know, that was the recommendation because of what happened. They would not budge. They did not want that, whatever. And so I have, so my doctor had me out on leave, and, you know what I mean, so I had the hours, anyway, the sick hours and stuff. And as you know, the end of August, we were supposed to be going back to school. And didn't know what the situation was going to be. There's some toxin in the building that I had a terrible reaction to. And so the last couple weeks, I have a girlfriend that is also an educator, and she kept asking me like once or twice a week, one to two times a week, she would ask me, so what are you doing? You know, did you hear anything from them? What are you doing? Whatever. And I said, no, I haven't, but you know what? I trust that God is going to work it out. Whatever his will is, it is going to be done. And I'm okay with it. I'm at peace. And I told her, and so that's when Brother Eli sing that song, I Got My Mind Made Up. So I told her, well, if I have to eat bread and drink water, I'm good, right? Whatever God is going to allow to happen my way, I'm cool with that. And so we have a system where, you know, you can go on there, you could kind of see jobs that are posting, and you can apply, you know, if you would like to. And so the week of July 12th, I went in, and I saw a job. And I was like, you know what, I think the deadline was actually that day. So I think the deadline was like July 12th, and that was the deadline for you to apply for the job. And so I said, let me apply for it or whatever. And so I applied for it, and, you know, they ask you to upload your resume. It is a job that is posted also within my system, within my job system. So as an, you know, if you're an educator or anybody that works for the system, you can apply. And I'm pretty sure that if you're not, you know, you're able to apply to the job as well. And so the number, they said that they needed 40 candidates, right? It's a limited space job, and they only needed like 40 people. And so I was like, okay, you know what, let me go apply. You know, for the fun of it, let me go and apply. And so I applied. Wasn't thinking anything about it. As I said, I'm on summer break, so I usually don't check my work email, right? I don't. And so today, you know, I mean, yeah, so this week I needed to, you know, I was thinking, okay, I need to touch bases with my doctor so that she can, you know, send the forms in, you know, with the recommendation, which is, you know, still was going to be virtual. That was the recommendation, you know, that she has for me. And so I was like, okay, I thought about it. I said, I should call her, okay, because I wanted it to, I wanted the information to go in before August 1st. And, you know, August 1st starts on Sunday. And so the first day of the week. And so I was like, okay, I need to call her so she could send the paperwork in with the, you know, with the recommendation. For some reason, the Holy Spirit was like, stay, nope, don't want you to call. Today, I'm winding down now, right? And I was like, okay, we're getting ready to be the end of July. Come on, I need a call. And every day I set a time, and I said, okay, I'm going to call. I need to call her, and I need to say that. But the Holy Spirit would say, stay. Don't do anything. And, beloved, I'm telling you, as I'm talking, chills are coming down my body, and I'm happy because God knows how to take care of his children if we just trust him, if we are obedient to him. So today, you know, I said, okay, God, I said, you know, talking to myself, talking to God, and I'm like, okay, God, today's Thursday, and I need to call so that, you know, I mean, so she could send the paperwork in because I wanted to actually be dated in July and not in August, okay? The Holy Spirit said, don't do anything. Don't do anything. I got you. So lo and behold, I said, okay, Holy Spirit led me to go into the computer and check in the Oracle, right, which is, you know, the system that they use. And so I clicked on it. I noticed I didn't see the job because usually when you apply for the job, it would have all your jobs that you ever applied for. And I've had jobs that I've applied for back since like 2007 or 2008 or something like that. And so I noticed that I did not see this job in my platform on my screen. And I was like, okay. So one mind said, the Holy Spirit said, click on this. I've never done this before. Never, ever, ever. Never even seen this portion of the platform. So it has a drop down where you can click on the jobs. There's a drop down. Click on the jobs that you're eligible for. Click on the jobs that you had interviews for. I've never seen it before, beloved. And so I happened to click down on the drop down menu, and then it says something about interview. So I said, okay, let me click on the interview. Lo and behold, I click on it, and it says the job popped up that I applied for. And it says first interview. You have been selected for first interview. And I was like, what? As I said before, I do not check my email when I'm on summer break, right? I'm like, okay, I don't check it. I check my personal, but I don't check my job email because I'm not working. I'm off. So I said, what is this? So I clicked on it, and I saw it was the job that I requested. The job was virtual teaching, okay? And remember, they shut me down. They would not allow me to do it, right? They wouldn't, even though, you know, I mean, I had valid reason. I had health trauma. They wouldn't let me do it. But I was faithful, right? They actually said, oh, you need to come back in the building. If you don't come back in the building, this is what's going to happen. They had me on AWOL or what. But I trust that God was going to take care of me. Literally, I trust that God was going to take care of me, beloved. And so I would pray, and I would quote all the scriptures. When my girlfriend asked me, what are you doing? I prayed. I said, God, let your will be done. You know the situation, and your way, always the best way. So I happened to go in my email. I clicked on the email. The first message that I saw was one that says, congratulations, you have been selected to teach virtually in the new Blended Online Academy. I was like, look at God. I was so excited. I was like, wait, I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait a minute. And so I went back in my email, and, beloved, let me tell you, they were sending me, they sent me an email about the first interview. They sent me an email to go come in and fill this paper out. They sent me all of this email. Never got it, wasn't looking, didn't sign anything. However, look how good God is. However, I was assigned the job without doing any of the other mandates that they had me to do and I was supposed to do. Can we be God? Can we be God? He knows how to take care of his children. So Romans 8:28, and all things work together for them who love the Lord, called to do his purpose. Huh? Called to do his purpose. Love is, that is God for us. So we don't have to worry, right? Because here I am. You know, my girlfriend is asking me, and she's an educator too. She's been asking me, what are you doing? You know, you decide. I said, it's not what I'm doing. I said, whatever God has in store for me, that's what's going to happen. It's not what I'm doing. What does God have planned for me? So continue to pray for me. I don't even know what really, and so the job, I did see where it says it's a support and leadership role. You know, and I was like, you know what, God, I don't even really know what the job is. But it is a job that I'm going to be able to do virtually. Amen. And so I was like, you know, so they were like, what? And as I said before, I just applied. I was like, okay, let me just go ahead and apply, because they never called me anywhere. And I was like, let me go ahead and apply. And God is so good. He's so faithful to his people. And so that is what I wanted to share, you know, with you all about that. You know, when things look all bleak, when it looks like, you know, God is not answering us, when it looks like we're all alone, when it looks like the enemy is having, you know, is having victory within our situation, I can tell you, beloved, we can rest assured, you can rest assured that the big G-O-D, your Heavenly Father, right? He is in control of not just one thing or something, all things in our lives. And so I want you to say, this is just like for me, it was just like, I was like, God, you're so good. Because that was my prayer. I was like, God, let your will be done. Whatever your will is, let it be done. Right? And so I just wanted to share that with you, that I have a new position that is going to be done virtually. And then they said, well, you know, for the first semester. And so so my girlfriend asked me, she was like, well, what are you going to do for the second semester? I said, I don't care. And I'm not even worried about it. Because what? God said that, what? Do not think about the morrow. Right? We are to think of today. Do not think about the morrow, because he got us. Right? And so that's what I share. So I am just like, and my prayer was, you know what, Lord, I needed a break. I've been in the education field for over 25 years. I started really young, like right while I was in college. And, you know, and I was like, I just kind of need a break, because I know my time is winding down anyway, right? And so this opportunity gave me, you know, give me the opportunity and to be able to do this virtually. And one of the things that I came up in my mind, I know the Holy Spirit gave it to me, I want to do a guest appearance once a week. So I'm putting it out there. As I said before, I don't know what the job, the full gamut of the job, but I know it's going to be done virtually, and I'm going to be working with, I guess, you know, individual kids or something like that, or a small group of kids or whatever. But I am putting it out there to every one of you on this line that can hear my voice. I am employing you to be one of my guests in the room, in the virtual room. I'll give you the link and you would come on. The kids won't know, and you can share about yourself. You can share what you do. This is a good way to bring in who you believe in, right? Because you're coming in sharing. Some of you I know are living in the country and you're doing gardening, you know, and all of that stuff. This is a good opportunity to be able to witness to our young people in a creative way. All right. I know Brother Udi down there he's an entrepreneur, okay? And so that is something that you are able to do. I know Sister Powell up there, she is a community advocate, right? Sharing the gospel all around. You see how I'm giving y'all really good, cool names, amen, coming from God, right? And so I know each and every one of you have a gift from God, and I will be employing you to pop in my room, my virtual room, and be able to share the goodness of your life, not because of you, but because of God. Amen, amen, and amen. So I know Sister Paul went through the 8 laws, the 8 doctors that makes house calls, so I'm not going to belabor nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate air, rest, and trust in God. And I'm telling you, Wednesday, yesterday, actually, I was able to walk in that beautiful sun, that vitamin D. I felt so rejuvenated. My ankle started hurting me, but the more I walk, beloved, the less the pain reduced, right? The less I was able to feel the pain. It also brought up any kind of mucus I had, and I did that deliberately because I had some individuals coming in to work on my house and do some repairs. And so I was walking, you know, just to make sure that I'm out in the air and in the element. And it certainly did wonders on my body. And so I want to thank God for that. I know Sister Paola actually did Genesis, right? Right. Help me out, Sister Carla, because I wasn't on the beginning. She went over Genesis 1:29. No, I'm not hearing Sister Carla. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, she did Genesis 1:29. Did you?
I came on in the middle, so.
Got you. All right, so we'll do it. It's not going to hurt us. It's better to hear it again. Genesis 1:29, Heavenly Father, continue to be with us, Lord. Continue to keep our eyes and our minds stayed upon you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. Verse 30 says, and to every beast and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. That was the Old Testament. Let's segue to the New Testament, and I'm going to be reading from the third epistle of John. And the third epistle of John says, all right, here we go. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish above what? What does it say? Above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. How beautiful is that? For I rejoice greatly, verse 3, when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have what? No greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. Amen and amen. And so what I'm going to read a little bit out of two of these chapters. So I'm going to read a little bit about helping the tempted and a little bit about working for the intemperate. And trust me, beloved, we will not be here for very long, okay? And I think I might have covered this already, but I think it is worth for us to go back over again. All right? I heard Brother Eli talking about being compassionate, being kind, showing the fruit of the Spirit. And so it says, I'm in the helping the tempted. It says, our want of compassion, and I'm reading from the Ministry of Healing, beloved. How little do we enter into sympathy with Christ on that which should be the strongest bond of union between us and him. Compassion for depraved. I'm going to read that again. How little do we enter into sympathy, Christ, on that which should be the strongest bond of union between us and him, compassion for depraved, guilty, suffering souls, dead in trespasses and sins. The inhumanity of man towards men is our greatest sin. What is it? The inhumanity of man toward man is our greatest sin. How hard we are on each other. How hard are we on each other? We're not sympathetic or empathetic with one another. It says the inhumanity of man toward man is our greatest sin. Many think that they are representing the justice of God while they wholly fail of representing his tenderness and his great love. Often the ones whom they meet with sternness and severity are under the stress of temptation. Satan is wrestling with these souls, and harsh, unsympathetic words discourage them and cause them to fall a prey to the tempter's power. How to reach hearts. That's the next segment. It is a delicate matter to deal with minds. Only he who reads the heart knows how to bring men to repentance. And so let me go back up here again, our want of compassion. Satan is wrestling with these souls, and harsh, unsympathetic words discourage them, cause them to fall a prey to the tempter's power. Let me just kind of glance over this that Holy Spirit led me to go back. So here we are. Have you been a stumbling block for someone? Have I been a stumbling block for someone who is wrestling with Satan? But because of our mean spirit, because of our just detached look, because of our actions that are not Christ-like, it discourages these individuals and leads them into falling a prey to the tempter's power. And you know what a prey is, right? A prey becomes someone where the predator is going to eat. So think about the fact that you are an ambassador, a representative in the kingdom of Jesus. Are you encouraging individuals? Are you discouraging? Are you giving praises on your lips in all situations? Or are you murmuring and complaining? Okay? So think about that for a minute. How to reach hearts. It is a delicate matter to deal with minds. Only he who reads the heart knows how to bring men to repentance. Only his wisdom can give us success in reaching the lost. So we cannot do it on our own strength or in our own knowledge or by our own knowledge. You may stand up stiffly feeling, I am holier than thou. And it matters not how correct your reasoning or how true your words. They will never touch hearts. The love of Christ manifested in word and act will win its way to the soul when the reiteration of precept or argument would accomplish nothing. We need more of what? Christ-like sympathy. Was Christ sympathetic? How did he treat the Samaritan woman? How did he treat the blind man? How did he treat the man in the tomb that says he had legion in him? Thousands of demons. How did he treat the leper? With sympathy, with kindness. We need more of Christ-like sympathy, not merely sympathy for those who appear to us to be faultless, but sympathy for poor, suffering, struggling souls who are often overtaken in fault, sinning and repenting, tempted and discouraged. We are to go to our fellow men, touched like our merciful high priest, with the feelings of their infirmities. It was the outcast, the publican and the sinner, the despised of the nations, that Christ called and by his loving kindness compelled to come unto him. The one class that he would never countenance was those who stood apart in their self-esteem and looked down upon others. I'm going to read it again. The one class that he would never countenance was those who stood apart in their self-esteem and looked down upon others. Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Christ bids us that my house may be filled. In obedience to this word, we must go to the heathen who are near us and those who are afar off. The publicans and harlots must hear the Savior's invitation. Through the kindness and long-suffering of his messengers, the invitation becomes a compelling power to uplift those who are sunken in the lowest depths of sin. Galatians 6:2, we are to bear each other's burden. Okay? Christian motives demand that we work with a steady purpose and undying interest and ever-increasing importunity. That's a funny word. Importunity for the souls whom Satan is seeking to destroy. I'm going to read that again. I kind of stumbled over that a little bit. Christian motives demand that we work with a steady purpose, an undying interest, an ever-increasing importunity for the souls whom Satan is seeking to destroy. Isn't there a text? The devil has come to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. That's what he wants to do to all of us. He's the counterfeit to our Heavenly Father, because God wants to do what? He wants to save all of us, while Satan wants to destroy what? All of us. Choose ye today who you're going to serve. Okay? Because we can't serve two masters. Nothing is so chill the earnest, yearning energy for the salvation of the soul. Mark how all through the Word of God there is manifest the spirit of urgency. Is Jesus' second coming fast approaching? I know you all are answering me. Right? Yes. There's some urgency. And let me go back to the word. Importunity is persistence, especially a point of annoyance, and that is what the devil is trying to do. That is what he has come to do, all right? Nothing is to chill the earnest, yearning energy for the salvation. Mark how all through the Word of God there is manifest the spirit of urgency of imploring men and women to come to Christ. We must seize upon every opportunity in private and public, presenting every argument, urging every motive of infinite weight to draw men to the Savior. With all our power, we must urge them to look unto Jesus and to accept his life of self-denial and sacrifice. We must show that we expect them to give joy to the heart of Christ by using every one of his gifts in honoring his name. What? It says we must show that we expect them to give joy to the heart of God for using every one of his gifts in honoring his name. Amen. All right. So I'm going to end right there for that portion, and then I'm going to go into... Oh, I do want to read this part, not to be discouraged. Yeah, I have to read this part because we going to, you know, be in situation, whether it's ourselves as well as others, where we're going to face discouragement. So let's see what we have, what is said by the prophetess. It says, we become too easily discouraged over the souls who do not at once respond to our efforts. Never should we cease to labor for a soul while there is one gleam of hope. Precious souls cost our self-sacrificing Redeemer too dear a price to be lightly given up to the tempter's power. We just read earlier what Satan is doing, right? He is seeking to devour these individuals. He is seeking them as a prey, right? So we have to make sure that we are there to encourage them, right? We need to put ourselves in the place of the tempted ones. Consider the power of heredity, the influence of evil association and surroundings, the power of wrong habits. Can we wonder that under such influences many become degraded? Can we wonder that they should be slow to respond to efforts for their uplifting? Often when won to the gospel, those who appeared coarse and unpromising will be among its most loyal adherents and advocates. Have you seen someone that, you know, when they came into the church, I could talk about me, you know, just rough and just kind of rebellious. I'm not talking about you all wonderful Seventh-day Adventist folks, talking about myself, just rebellious, just doing all the things that I know, as Paul said, the things that I'm not supposed to do were the things that I did, right? And the things that I'm supposed to do, I did not do it, right? And it says here that often when one to the gospel, those who appeared coarse and unpromising will, so don't write off the persons that come into church that not dressing the way they're supposed to dress. Pray for them. Show them your loving kindness, and God will do the rest, right? Don't look down on them, right? Because we talked about that. That is one of the greatest things that Christ talked about back then, right? Let's not be the Sadducees or the Pharisees, okay? So it says, often when one to the gospel, those who appeared coarse and unpromising will be among its most loyal adherents and advocates. They are not altogether corrupt. Beneath the forbidding exterior, there are what? Good impulses that might be reached. Without a helping hand, many would never recover themselves. But by patient, persistent effort, they may be uplifted. Such needed tender words, kind consideration, tangible help. They need that kind of counsel which will not extinguish the faint gleam of courage in the soul. Let the workers who come in contact with them consider this. Some will be found whose minds have been so long debased that they will never in this life before become what, under more favorable circumstances, they might have been. But the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness may shine into the soul. It is their privilege to have the life that measures with the life of God. Plant in their minds uplifting, ennobling thoughts. Let your life make plain to them the difference between vice and purity, darkness and light. In your example, let them read what it means to be a Christian. Christ is able to uplift the most sinful and place them where they will acknowledge as children of God. Joint heirs with Christ to the immortal inheritance. By the miracle of divine grace, many may be fitted for life of usefulness. Despised and forsaken, they have become utterly discouraged. They appear stoical and stolid. But under the ministration of the Holy Spirit, the stupidity that makes their uplifting appear to, let me read that again. But under the ministration of the Holy Spirit, the stupidity that makes their uplifting appear so hopeless will pass away. The dull, clouded mind will awake. Thank you, Jesus. The slave of sin will be set free. Vice will disappear, and ignorance will be overcome. Through the faith that works by what? L-O-V-E, by love, the heart will be what? Purified and the mind enlightened. I'm going to read that again. The slave of sin will be set free. Vice will disappear and ignorance will be overcome. Right? So that lack of knowledge that we don't have will be overcome. Knowledge through the faith that works by love, the heart will be purified and the mind enlightened. Amen. Amen and amen. So I'm going to read just a little bit. We're wrapping up. Working for the intemperate. And it says, deliver them that are carried away unto death and those that are ready to be slain. See that thou hold back. All right? And so that is under working for the intemperate. And what I just read, helping the tempted, that little quotation says, as I have loved you, that he also love one another. Amen. All right, so I'm going to read. I kind of folded here. I think that this was important for us, right? So I do want to read. I'm going to read a little bit of Knowledge of Health Principle and Disappointments. Was that the two I wanted? No, I think it was that I wanted to just touch bases on before I exit out of here or tonight, okay? Let me make sure. Yeah, that's what I wanted to cover. Just a little portion of that. In working for the intemperate, it says, a knowledge of health principles. This is what it says. Those who are struggling against the power of appetite should be instructed, because it's Health Thursday, right? Should be instructed in the principles of healthful living. They should be shown that violation of the laws of health by creating disease, conditions, and unnatural cravings lays the foundation of the liquor habit. Only by living in what? Obedience to the principles of health can they hope to be freed from the craving for unnatural stimulants. While they depend upon divine strength to break the bonds of appetite, they are to cooperate with God by obedience to his laws, both moral and physical. Amen. All right, and so the disappointment danger, it says, those who work for the fallen will be disappointed in many who give promise of reform. Many will make but a superficial change in their habits and practices. They are moved by impulse and for a time may seem to have reformed, but there is no real change of heart. Have mercy. They cherish the same selfish love, have the same hungering for foolish pleasures, the same desire for self-indulgence. They have not a knowledge of the work of character building, and they cannot be relied upon as men of principle. They have debased their mental and spiritual powers by the gratification of appetite and passion, and this makes them weak. They are fickle and changeable. Their impulses tend towards sensuality. These persons are often a source of danger to others. Amen. Oh, my goodness. These persons are often a source of danger to them, to others. So when we're fickle, when we're changeable, oh, my, we are stumbling blocks for others. Have mercy. Being looked upon as reformed men and women, they are trusted with responsibility and are placed where their influence corrupts the innocent. Help us, God. Even those who are sincerely seeking to reform are not beyond the danger of falling. They need to be treated with great wisdom as well as tenderness. The disposition to flatter and exalt those who have been rescued from the lowest depths sometimes proves their ruin. The practice of inviting men and women to relate in public the experience of their life of sin is full of danger to both speaker and hearers. To dwell upon scenes of evil is corrupting to mind and soul, and the prominence given to the rescued ones is harmful to them. Many are led to feel that their sinful life has given them a certain distinction. A love of notoriety and a spirit of self-trust are encouraged that prove fatal to the soul. Only in distrust of self and dependence on the mercy of Christ can they stand. And this is calling me, so I'm just going to read a little bit here. The rescue to help others. All who give evidence of true conversion should be encouraged to work for others. Let none turn away a soul who leaves the service of Satan for the service of Christ. When one gives evidence that the Spirit of God is striving with them, present every encouragement for entering the Lord's service. Of some, have compassion, making a difference, Jude 22. Those who are wise in the wisdom and comes from God, that comes from God, will see souls in need of help. Those who have sincerely repented, but who without encouragement would hardly dare to lay hold of hope. The Lord will put it into the hearts of his servants to welcome these trembling, repentant ones to their loving fellowship. Whatever may have been their besetting sins, however low they may have fallen, when in contrition they come to Christ, he receives them, then gives them something to do for him. If they desire to labor in uplifting others from the pit of destruction from which they themselves were rescued, give them opportunity. Bring them into association with experienced Christians that they may gain spiritual strength. Fill their hearts and hands with work for the Master. When light flashes into the soul, some who appear to be most fully given to sin will become what? Successful workers for just such sinners as they themselves once were. Through faith in Christ, some will rise to high places of service and be entrusted with responsibilities in the work of saving souls. They see where their own weakness lies. They realize the depravity of their nature. They know the strength of sin, the power of evil habit. They realize their inability to overcome without the help of Christ, and their constant cry is, I cast my helpless soul on thee. These can help others. The one who has been tempted and tried, whose hope was well nigh gone, but who was saved by hearing a message of what? Of L-O-V-E, love. We started with that, right?